For Ash Wednesday, we always have this gospel from the Sermon on the Mount of the Lord giving us instruction on how to practice these essential penitential practices of almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. And it's always interesting to notice that the Lord says, he doesn't put these things out there as sort of optional. He doesn't say, if you give alms, and if you pray, and if you fast. He says, when you give alms, and when you fast, and when you pray. So he's obviously telling us to give alms, to fast, and to pray. And in reading some of the writings of the spiritual fathers, the fathers of the church, on this passage, they help us to understand what is so essential about each of these, how each one of these acts brings out our penance and our preparation, our giving ourselves over to the Lord in a different way. In the gospel today, the first one that the Lord brings up is to give alms. And this brings out the social dimension of penance, that these acts of penance are supposed to connect us with our brothers and sisters, so that when we give alms, when we deny ourselves in that way, it is for the good of our brothers and sisters. We have this beautiful little custom, you know, in the church, the little rice bowls. There's a basket of those in the back of the church, these little cardboard boxes you can put together to put change in and that sort of thing over Lent, as a way to connect your self-denial with the benefit of others who are in need. In this case, they go to Catholic Relief Services. And so almsgiving is the social aspect, what connects us with others in our acts of penance. Then the Lord instructs us to pray. And prayer is the supernatural element of these penitential practices that he gives to us. It is the element that connects us to God, that helps us to see this from an eternal point of view, from a heavenly point of view. And so we are to pray. We are to offer up everything that we encounter in our lives to God, to entrust it into his hands. You know, we tend to be, especially in our culture, kind of control freaks about things, you know? I'm gonna take care of this. I got this, you know? And that's a big lie, actually. And when we pray, we acknowledge the lordship of Jesus Christ. The lordship of God, that we are the disciples, we are the creatures created by God, and that we depend on God for everything. And so our prayer helps us to see this season and our self-denial in its supernatural reality, from the point of view of heaven, in other words. And then finally, it says, when you fast, he gives us instructions on how we are to fast. And again, he doesn't say if you fast, he says when you fast. And fasting is something that's really very, very, this is the personal aspect of penance that really takes it into our own flesh, frankly, into our own belly, to tell you the truth. I hope you've been fasting today. When you break your fast, or anytime you fast and break your fast, you realize, you know, that food isn't really what I was hungry for. Or that food doesn't really fill me up. Maybe it takes the edge off a little bit. But that's not really what I'm living for. And so fasting makes these acts of penance and self-denial really personal. We understand the liberation that comes from being set free from slavery to our bellies and our other senses. and our other desires in order to be free to follow the Lord, to be disciples. And so let us reflect and set about our Lent this year, first of all, thinking about almsgiving. How is what I'm going to be doing for Lent going to benefit not just me, but benefit those around me? What is that social element of my penance this Lent? And then also, especially as we consider prayer, how are my penitential practices, my renewal of my spiritual life in this Lent, going to connect me more fundamentally to God? How am I going to start to live more supernaturally through my attention to prayer, seeing things from the point of view of heaven, from the way that God sees them? And then finally, what am I going to do in fasting that will really bring this self-denial home to me, to set me free, to set me free from the slavery to myself, so that I can tell that growling belly, oh, be quiet, or whatever other wants and desires that I feel enslaved to, so that I can be free to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. So think about this Lent. When you give alms, how is that connecting me with others? When you pray, how is that connecting me more deeply to God? And when you fast, how is that connecting you more deeply to yourself?